This evening I would like to read 2 Timothy chapter 3. There are only 17 verses though, but because I'm a slow reader, it might take a longer time. But I might jump skip a few verses. It is on the page 1441. It is easily to find because there are three fours between two ones. It is 1441. Paul, it is written to the young Timothy some things that he had in his heart. In fact, what the Holy Spirit led him to write. And he says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, "But this know, that in the last days a difficult time shall be there. For men shall be lovers of self, lover of money, boastful, arrogant, evil speakers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, profane, without natural affection, implacable, slanderous, of unsubdued passion, savage, having no love for what is good, traitors, headlong, of vain pretension, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of piety, but denying the power of it, and from this turn away." And now let's go to verse 10. It says, "But thou hast been accounted with my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecution, suffering." What suffering happened to me in Antiochia and Iconium and Lystra. And then let's go to verse 12. "And all indeed who desire to live piously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But wicked men and juggling impressors shall advise in evil, leading and being led astray. But thou abide in those things which thou hast learned, and of which thou hast been fully persuaded, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the secret letters, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation throughout faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture is divinely inspired and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, then that man of God might be complete, fully fitted to every good work." And the next text I would like to read in Hebrews chapter 1, this is not so long, this will be much short. This is on the page 1446. So not many pages flipping around here. 1446. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. "God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days He's spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom He has established heir of all things, by whom also He made the world." I wanted to read a little bit more, but I don't want to take too much time. The theme or the subject in this evening, it is that as a Christian, we have three sources of influence in our life. And we might know that, we might notice, we know, no, 100% we know this, but we might notice or we might not notice that we are influenced by three mainly things. And one thing in our life that influences our life, it is sin. either we recognize or not, either we want or not, sin, it is influencing our life, the way that we live. And we can clearly see here in 2 Timothy, well, I was just speaking with our dear brother here, speaking about this pandemic stuff, and we know how many people died, you know, we know how many people, briefly, we know how many people did suffer because of this coronavirus, how much the economic thing the suffer, and many, many other stuff, working from home, many, many people, and struggling, going outside, keeping the social distance, not being able to give you a hug or to shake your hand as we used to. It's not easy, isn't it? It's something new, it's something struggling. But Paul, and let's say the Holy Spirit, want to tell us that this is not the main problem. This is not the main struggle that man has. But it says here, but this know that in the last days, difficult time shall be there. And we might say, yes, coronavirus, COVID-19, social distance. No more jobs so much like before. So many things, they stop. Suddenly. But no, not this one. God wants to attract, to distract our attention and tell us that for man shall be lover of self, lover of money, boastful, arrogant, and all these things that are listed here. Read by yourself. I was reading many, many times this scripture, and I tried to see if I fit in some of. Because sometimes we might feel, we might see that we fit in these categories. Maybe not in all, but if you feel that you are fitting in one of these, you need to repent. Amen. You need to come to Lord Jesus Christ and confess and say, God, look, I'm not a lover of money, but I'm a bit boasting, you know. I like to show off a little bit. What a nice hair I have. What a nice, I don't know. Shall I say something else? You know, people try to boast how good grades I have, how wonderful house I have, how big car or posh car I bought, and accelerate on the M25. Is that you? Sometimes, you know, when I bought my new van, I was thinking to boast. I said, oh, Daniel, look a little bit in years. After 5 years, will you look to the same way that you are looking to your new van now? No way. And I had to repent. Maybe we need to repent. Because sin, it is the first thing that influences our life in this world. Either I accept it or not. Sin, it is that will influence your life. And that was from the beginning, after God created the world and He created man on His own image. It was the most perfect, that was perfect world. And even though over there the sin pinch, the sin touch the man and make him influence all the world afterward. We are suffering because of that, that sin came in the Eden Garden. We might suffer later on in life because of some sin. Second thing, the second thing that it is influencing us, we need to pray. First of all, we need to pray, God, help me to overcome sin. Well, we will see that we are not able to overcome sin. I'm not able to overcome sin. I can't boast of that. No, I'm a very weak person. And every single time I need to pray to God. I need to keep in touch with Lord Jesus Christ. I need to to ask the Holy Spirit to help me. Otherwise, I'm falling apart. And I don't know about you. I don't think you are much stronger than many others. If David, wow, man after God's heart, can you realize? He was man after God's heart. God loved him so much. God was praising David in so many ways. He was so much obedient. He was waiting so long until, even though he was anointed as a king, he was waiting on God to give that throne, and so on. And just one time, he didn't watch properly, and he fell apart. Watch. Lord Jesus Christ told to the disciples when he went in the Gethsemane garden, watch and pray. This goes together. Watch and pray. Second thing which influences our life, again, if I accept that or if I don't accept that, it is the man. Our friends, our neighbors, or the society that we are living in. Man will influence, there are people in our life that influence our life. And I know some young people that the teacher said, you are great, you are wonderful, you are so and so. And from the weak student and the very wavering student, he become a very strong, powerful engineer or leader or whatever. Why? Because it was a teacher in his life who told him, you can do that, you are strong, you are wise, you are so. That person, that teacher, influenced that student in such a way that he became famous. There are people who influence you. In our life, it can be good people or bad people. Depends with whom I am associating. Yeah? If I will associate with the good people, that good people will influence my life. If I will associate with bad people, that people will influence my life. I'm asking you now, what people are you going with? With what people are you gathering? Because many people, they went astray just because they went in a bad company. And they had to do some stuff because the other laugh of them. They had to sin just because the others mock him or her. Ah, you are a coward. Ah, you are not good enough. If you are not doing such or such or stuff, you are not good for us. And because the other person wanted to stuck with them, he had to do some bad stuff. These are the second thing which influence our life. And the third one, it is God. And we'll stay a little bit here. By the way, Paul tells to Timothy, but thou, speaking about people who influence another people, Paul tells to Timothy, he says, but thou hast been truly accounted with my teaching, conduct, purpose. This means that you saw my life, you saw my teaching, you heard my teaching, you saw my conduct, you saw my endurance, you saw my persecution, you saw my suffering. Do I influence you, Timothy? If I will be Paul, Paul will influence my life. I would like to be like Paul. You know why? Because Paul said, walk on my footstep, because I am walking on Jesus Christ's footstep. Do you want to be like Paul? You need to read his letters. And you need to follow his example. Brethren, walk on my footsteps. It is his desire for you and for me. Yes? And the third one, it is God and God's word. Here it says in verse 16, every scripture is divinely inspired. I'm not going too much in details because we don't have enough time. But when it says every scripture, it means from Genesis to Revelation, every single letter from this scripture, from this Bible, It is divinely inspired, special for you and for me. How do I read in the scripture? Or do I read in the scripture? How many times I take this scripture and read? How many times? I was sharing a short video on Instagram with God's letter. It is wonderful. This is God's letter towards you. This is God's letter for me. I just had a Bible study online, and somebody told us that some people went in a church and told to everyone to take the Bible and spit on the Bible if they want to leave. And many they did like that. And a very young little girl, she was only 17 years old. She didn't want to spit on the Bible. And the persecutor, the killers, said, "Take and spit, otherwise I will shoot you." And she said, "How can I spit on the letter of the loved one? This is his letter for me. Mm. I can't spit on that letter." And they shoot her. She chose rather to die than to spit on the love letter that God wrote to us. How many times do you open the letter? Well, this is God's word. And God says in Hebrews chapter 1, where we just read, I remember that Mihaela is here. I was in 2008, I was in Scotland trying to work and make some money, and I was a little bit away from her. And she wrote a long handwriting letter. And you know how she started? "My dear husband, I could send you one email, or I could write one on the messenger, but I decide to write by my hand because this is what will stay with you all your life." And you know what? I still have that letter in my Romanian Bible. And I'm reading from time to time, and tears come in my eyes. And I say, "What a nice letter." Isn't it? It is a wonderful letter. How many times do you open the letter? Well, God having spoken in many parts and in many ways, so God didn't speak so few words, so many ways. No, he spoke in many ways, in many parts, so often, but people didn't pay attention. So finally, he said, at the end of these days, he spoken to us in the person of the Son. God saw that people doesn't obey too much his word. God saw that people doesn't open the Bible so often. Well, they have Torah that time. God saw that people start to get used with the written word. And he decides something. "I'm going to send my son." And how God spoke to his son. How he showed his love towards you. It is the only way that God could. Well, I could say many other ways, but the most strong way, I correct myself, the most strong way, by going on the cross and hanging up there for 3 hours, praying for you, paying for my penalty and for your penalty, paying for your sin, being atonement for our sins. When Lord Jesus Christ, before he died, he said, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." He didn't thought of himself. He thought of you. And you can put your name over there. You can put your name over there. When he prayed and he said, "Father, please forgive Daniel. Forgive, put your name. Because he doesn't know what he is doing. He don't know what he is doing. He's sinning now. He's going astray. He's running away from me. He's going in so many bad companions. But it will come a time when he will open the Bible and he will understand my love and the letter of love in the last days. Da? Yes? In the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son. I'm looking to that time over there. How much do I appreciate God's love towards me? Just take a little time. Just take a little time. And think that so many people died. And Lord Jesus Christ, one time on this earth, he said, but you to know that the Son of Man has the power on the earth to forgive sins. You know what tells me that? On the earth. Once you went on the other side, he's not dealing with our sin. He's dealing with my sin and your sin on the earth. And you know why? Because man sinned on the earth, not on the other side. Because Lord Jesus Christ, he shed his blood on the cross, on this earth, not on the other side of the river. So, I urge you to come now. Don't wait for the last minute. Don't wait for the last call. You might have no chance. And once you passed away, there is no return. And you're lost forever. And forever means eternity, no end. God loves you so much that he wrote 66 books as a letter. Just take and read. Don't let the sin influence your life. Cut off the sin. Go away from the sin. Don't let people to influence your life. You see, people will mock you. Ah, you are a Christian. You are one of them. Are you still believing that God exists? Are you still believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? They will mock you. They will influence you. And they will make you to go astray from God. Go away as soon as possible. Read Proverbs, and you will see that the bad influence will make your life worse. Come to Lord Jesus Christ. Gather with God's people. Try to ask God to help you to understand his sacrifice and the meaning of that. His love. He loved us so much that he died for us. But you know what? The good news it is, he rose again.
Amen.
He rose again. He's not more in that tomb. And he's praying. He's living forever just to pray for us, just to help us. May God help us. May God make us to understand his letter of love in such a way that we don't stay in this stage of sin, but will come to Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. For his sake. Amen.
Amen.